Dismantled, a podcast inciting curiosity, inspiring truth, and modeling deliberate space-taking on personal, social, and historical issues for people of the sun, the displaced diaspora, lifting love, discourse, solidarity, and liberation.
Who are our listeners and what we hope our listeners are getting out of the blackout?
Okay, I got this one. Our listeners are bad bitches only. Bad bitches. Okay, just kidding. If you don't want to be called a bitch, my bad. A boot. No, I'm just joking. I feel like our listeners are people who are truly trying to connect with their highest self. Because that's what the vibe is, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's where we are. If you connect with us, you must be on that shit. But if you want me to get into specifics, our listeners are black women.
Her mouth is all emphasized every single syllable possible.
Black queer women. Cis, trans, older parents, no kids, married, unmarried, baby daddies, don't want to get married, working.
Busting it wide open.
Mm-hmm. Whole is life. Everybody, right? Because black women don't get centered no fucking where.
Say it again for the people in the back.
Nowhere. And to be the biggest laborers spiritually,
emotionally,
physically, culturally, physically.
Come on.
Economically.
Ooh. How many businesses do they build around us, though?
Honey.
Come on. And we come through and do what?
Honey.
Bust it wide open.
So we want to center black women here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and any looky-loo, well, looky-loo.
Come with it. Looky-loos.
But just look with the reverence of black women being centered. That would be my request, honestly.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Like, anybody can have this information and anybody can use it to their highest good. Huh. I just want it to be seen, heard, applied, and texturized by centering black women.
Come through with the texturized. Come through with the texturized, though.
Come on. All edges laid.
Come on, soft sheen.
By centering black
pink oil moisturizer.
Period.
Blue magic.
Period.
Come on, Jam.
Bitch, I am a pro style. I'm about that brown gel life. So
I'm about that Jam life. Extra whole.
I'm pro style, honey. I'm pro style, and I will get down with some gorilla snot. Okay.
Oh, I missed you guys.
Right. Come on, Demetria.
I want to be like, because I just act up when I'm with y'all, but I act up all the time.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Okay.
Who are our listeners, and what do we hope that the listeners are getting from the episodes?
I feel like playing Lil Wayne right now. Well, I'll answer the second question. What we hope our listeners are getting out of this: truth-telling, protection, intuition, and motherfucking rebellion.
Oh, Lord.
Deadass. I mean, when we came with those four words, y'all, what was that, the Get Out episode? Mm-hmm. Whew.
That was a pivotal shift.
A pivotal shift.
On 22s.
Honey.
Go ride the whip.
Brake squeaking.
It was a side
check
show.
Engine light on.
Side show.
Steering wheel shaking.
40 miles per hour.
Okay, for real.
Nah, but for real.
Yeah.
That's what I hope our listeners are getting out of this. Because I, you know, clearly that was not us who put the words out there. That was something bigger than us that put those words out there. And those words have been our anchors.
Yep.
Those words have been our anchors.
I feel like it really solidified this whole group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that has been...
Mm-hmm. North, south, east, mm-hmm. and west.
Shout out to at Jordan Peele.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. All right, black women. Rebellion, protection, truth telling, and intuition.
And I mean, I would go back to what I had said earlier about we just kind of doing this thing sitting right here, but I hope that everybody is having their own individual process. And I hope that listeners are going through an inside out process where their truth and their rebellion and their, you know what I mean? Like, it's not about even just what's living on the record, but what comes in anyone's individual process. And I hope y'all having fun and laughing and like acting up, and I hope our listeners feel the affirmation and they feel the permission to be they black ass self. Mm-hmm. Everywhere, in every scenario, in all of your truths, like when there's a choice to dim your light or not, I hope that our listeners are like, yeah, I feel real connected to this vibration where I don't gotta choose, bitch. I'm about to blind you. Mm-hmm.
So here's the truth. This is Sherry. And I'm feeling... For anybody that knows me, I feel a loss of words.
Insane.
Honestly, truly.
Watch all the words come.
Well, if it do, then that's not me, because I'm sitting here and feeling like, what are you actually going to say? Like, well, and it's never been me. So I think our listeners... And I love to think about this, are people that I would sit around this table with, yeah. Right? They're people I would kick it with. They're people I would, you know, kiki on the phone with. They're the women I get my hair, that I trust getting touching my head.
Yeah,
you know, they're the girls I see walking down the street. I'm like, ooh, her outfit is cute, girl, go, okay? and they're out here. I feel like our listeners are... And again, they're black women, because this is who I show up for. But they are, you know, we're all, I'll just speak for myself, because I clearly can't speak for nobody else. But I am really striving to live from some internal authenticity. And that has really taken me into some depths, some terrifying depths, but it's also taken me to some unbelievable heights. And I'm here and I'm trying to, again, harness my own spirit of vulnerability to share that truthfully and just openly, in the hopes that, you know, what I hope that a listener will get from it is inspiration, you know, from whatever willingness I'm able to, you know, kind of garner in the moment to speak about my own life. So inspiration, and yeah, just living from this internal authenticity, because that's the most important thing. Like, the things that I talk about are things that really come to me from my own lived experience, from my own direct experience. And so it won't look the same for you. You know, the intuition, the protection, the rebellion, and the truth-telling that I do isn't going to look the same for the listener. But I send out that through witnessing, bearing witness to the process that we're all kind of sharing via this podcast, is that it will inspire you to take on your own intuitive, protective, truth-telling, and rebellious process. So it's a very humbling thing. So I think I that's when I lose my words, because when I think about it, I feel very grateful to be able to do that. Oops.
And then all the words came.
And then all the words, somehow they come. It's Asia's turn.
I cannot.
It's like a tradition.
It is a tradition, Asia. Us to call you out there.
Anyway.
We love Asia.
I think that what I think that I want the listeners to get is like some courage to try different ways of being, because I think that's something that we really are trying on, like lots of different new ways to like be ourselves or be in different spaces in different ways, and that I hope that like people who listen to this also feel like they can do that. Somebody already said this, like have permission to like just be yourselves and wherever you are, like whatever space that you're in. And this is going to sound corny, but the people who I think the listeners are, like, I'm thinking about my little brother and my dad, because they they listen to this, and I have conversations with them about that, about it. And so I kind of want to say, like, the people who listen are, like, family. Mm-hmm. And not that's everybody important. Is, like, blood family. But because we do share, like, really vulnerable and intimate parts of ourselves on here, like, I would hope that the people who are listening, like, you know, feel kind of close to us in a way, even though we don't know each other, but there's some, like, intimacy and
totally.
There's, like, a familial thing, relationship between us who are here and then the people who are listening.
Right.
And when I think about, like, okay, my dad and my brother, they're not black women.
Yeah.
They're black people, and I think it's something important, too, about, like, black people who are not, like, women identified or perceived as women or whatever, to also just have the experience of hearing about our experiences, like, what we as black women, like, go through and, like, how to support us, how to be in relationship with us. Huh.
I like that.
Yeah. Like, for people who are not our target audience necessarily, there's still something that you could get out
it's
of this.
It's really
fun. But it's still centering us. Like,
black
how you
people.
Can be.
Mm-hmm.
How you can be with us.
I'm here for that.
How
right.
you can be with us.
If they cool. No, I'm just joking.
Looky loose.
Come on.
So, let me just also, because I realize I ain't said, so for the white listeners out there,
we don't need to address them.
I do.
Uh oh.
Push through.
So I know that we have some white listeners, and I appreciate them, and I appreciate that they understand that this is a space and a podcast that centers the experiences, the lived experiences of black people who are woman identified, who are femme, who are queer, who are cisgendered, who are straight, who are, you know what I mean? Who also have a plethora of experiences. And so as my good sis Demetria said, looky Lou. And also,
I didn't mean it as a diss, though.
Well, no, I'm not taking care of a white person on the podcast,
well, I'm not
neither. I'm just saying, as my good sis Demetria said, looky Lou and stay in your lane. And I'm going to add to that, consider yourself blessed, because this is a real peek into something that you know nothing about. That's what I want to say.
I just want to say it.
Okay, and then afterwards, y'all know I gotta.
You gotta say something.
I gotta step in. Okay, go to Demetria.
Now we gotta address the elephant in the room.
Look, check this out. When we first started this, AKA my very first episode, okay, as a guest, I didn't even want to say, I said something, and then where Kim was like, who?
You
I was like,
white people?
I was like, white people, girl. And she was like, well, then say it, because here we say it, right? You know, so
exactly.
It's not about, like,
fuck
not
this.
Saying it, or y'all listen, or y'all don't listen,
yeah.
Or do we care, or do we not care? This is the thing that I do care about, which is why I said I just wanted to be centered in Black women. One, because we're not centered in this
ever.
Society, and we're not centered globally.
Anywhere.
And please don't follow that up right now with, you know, but it's all women, bitch.
Okay.
I cannot deal with a retort. There's no retort there, okay? Black women not being centered. Here is a space that Black women have come together with whatever value we put on our time or whatever arrangements or whatever it is we organize within our personal lives to center Black women. But what I do want to protect in this podcast is that whenever we've approached this conversation and this meeting of the minds and this consecrated time that we come together to center Black women, anytime we have sort of veered off towards addressing whiteness, or trying to speak to whiteness, and or trying to, that's not what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
It really undervalues our initial goal. This is my opinion. This mm-hmm. me. You can consider this a love letter from East Oakland.
Okay.
Anytime we have, you know, if we're centering Black women, but we're talking about maybe the obstacles in that centering, I feel like the conversation moves us forward. But then once we start centering, like, you know, whiteness and what white voice might be or what white perspective might be and or, you know, how white people and or whatever, and whiteness being a state of mind, because you also ain't got to be a white person, but maybe I've had a little bit of champagne.
Okay.
So I just want to say, like, I just don't want to get into that. So I'm not trying to have that, you know, the dialogue around, you know, what is the takeaway for whiteness and or for white listeners and or, you know, I just don't have any interest in that dialogue.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
Take what you will.
Be mindful. Stay in your lane.
Or not. No.
What you got to say, Marquita?
What were you going to say, Sherry?
I thought
you had to say something, then Marquita did.
I was saying Marquita said she got to say something. I said what I said.
Demetria. So I'm thinking about, what was it, our love episode, when I was like,
very first
and,
one.
And the Black men, and Demetria was like, but they, whatever. Yeah, I want to speak to the Black men
mm-hmm.
right now.
Hello.
Hello. And I really want to take Asia's words, like, utilize this as an opportunity to ground yourself in our experience as Black women. Period. That's it.
Ooh, that's a whole episode. We could have literally a whole episode about Black men. Ooh! We'll put that out later. But that might need to happen.
There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of grief.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of joy. There's a lot of love.
Mm-hmm. And there's just a lot of things that need to get unearthed.
And
a lot of truths that need to be
uh-huh.
told. At least from our perspectives, right? Again,
yeah.
We don't hold the ultimate truth. But somebody's got to start talking about that stuff.
We got to start talking to each other.
Yep.
Yeah. And I say this as big sis of five
brothers.
All who I love dearly. And I say this as a wife.
Ooh. Wow.
To a husband, because you could be a wife to a wife.
To a husband.